It's the Joe and Alex Show.
Who cares about this garbage?
The first female studio boss in Hollywood history is telling all about some of the industry's biggest names in the new biography, Leading Lady. In the book, Sherry Lansing writes that Angelina Jolie agreed to be drug tested on the set of Tomb Raiders and that she passed every test, which was done by drawing blood. She also said while she knows Tom Cruise is a Scientologist, she never saw him do anything that made anybody uncomfortable. And she also said her breakup with MASH actor Wayne Rogers inspired the hit movie Fatal Attraction. I just watched that for the first time this last weekend. I'd never seen that movie before.
Isn't that where, like, she crosses her legs and you see the,
No.
Oh, that's the wrong one.
Oh, sorry.
That's the one where she boils the rabbit.
Yeah.
Ugh, what? Yeah. Is it alive?
This married guy has an affair, a one-night affair with this woman that he works with.
Spoiler alert.
Yeah, spoiler alert.
Thank you.
Like 30
and then
years
she
ago.
Becomes psycho obsessed with him. She basically pulls an Alex.
That's never been done in a movie before either. We're a crazy woman.
No, that was the original. That's where it all came from.
No, everything else is just copied off of that.
Yeah. Lady Gaga covers the latest issue of Arthritis magazine. The interview hasn't surfaced yet, but the headline reads, "Hip pain can't stop me." Lady Gaga has been open about her health issues. In 2013, she had to cancel part of the Born This Way ball in order to get surgery. She has broken her hip. If she would have done another show, she would have needed a full hip replacement. She's still in chronic pain, but uses natural remedies to calm it down.
My mind is blown that there's an arthritis.
That's what
magazine.
I said. Like, how do I get on that? Because probably sometime this year, I'm gonna have to get a total hip replacement.
Yeah, Joe, you could be the centerfold.
Well, I'm just saying, like, if there's a magazine, you guys need to work the connections. Like, hey, I know a guy. He works in the music business.
George Michael was laid to rest in
London
yesterday.
You're not even going to give it a try.
More than 3 months after his sudden death on Christmas Day at age 53, the Faith singer was buried in a plot next to his mother at a cemetery in London in a small private funeral. John Legend surprised commuters in London with an impromptu performance at a train station yesterday. The singer was traveling from Paris when he hinted to fans that he may have something up his sleeve. Once he got to the train station, he approached the piano that had already been sectioned off for him and immediately began to play. Crowds flocked around as he belted out several of his hits, including Ordinary People, All of Me, and Surefire from his new album. Nick Viles says despite being engaged, him and Vanessa Grimaldi are still a long way off from saying I do. He said, like Vanessa and I have said, it's too early for us right now. We're still just doing a lot of new things together. We're very open about the fact that we have a long way to go and we're excited about that journey. He also talked about their living situation and said, she's living with me, but obviously we're still working through the visa stuff, so she may have to pop back to Montreal at some point. While we're in LA, though, we're living together. And NWA's groundbreaking album Straight Outta Compton has been selected for the prestigious National Recording Registry. This is the Library of Congress, guys.
Dude, legit. It ain't going anywhere.
The album was one of 25 additions to the registry announced yesterday by the Library of Congress. The recordings are selected for their historical, artistic, or cultural significance. Straight Outta Compton was released in 1988 and influenced a generation of rappers with its raw lyrics about gang violence and the drug trade in South Central LA. It achieved platinum sales without radio airplay and captured the attention of white America. The hit song F the Police prompted a warning letter from the FBI to the group's record label, and the album was one of the first to receive a parental advisory label for explicit content. The controversy has now faded, and critics consistently rank it as one of the best hip-hop albums ever made.
I would like to introduce a motion for NWA to be recognized.
Pretty cool. That's the garbage.